We are three quarters of the way through the season of Advent. And of course, this is Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday in which the church relaxes the penance of her children that they have been doing assiduously, not eating or drinking anything that they shouldn't, if you believe that. But either way, today is a day in which the church relaxes her discipline. And this is shown visibly by the fact that she wears not purple or violet clothing, but rose, antique rose, that replaces the strict penance with a lighter penance. And thus we see the testimony of Christ himself. The disciples of St. John come. He was in prison and was about to die, a martyr, and he sends them so that they can believe too. They did not yet understand. They did not know Jesus. And so they ask. And our Lord says, tell John what you see and hear. And he tells them the signs of the miracles. And then he says to the people, whom did you go out to see? A king dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in the temple or in palaces. No, you came out to see a prophet, and more than a prophet. The last prophet of the Old Testament. The first prophet of the New Testament. The precursor of the Messiah, of the Christ, of Jesus Christ our Lord, his cousin. And then he recalls the prophecy. Behold, I am sending my angel ahead of you. And the original says angel. Messenger is the English. He will prepare your way before you. And then he says, among those born of women, which St. John was, there is none greater than St. John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So he is placed in the middle of the Old Testament and the New Testament. He is the precursor of the Lord, the angel of the Lord, sent to prepare his way before him. And none is greater than he, of course, except Jesus and Mary and Joseph. So today we rejoice. Gaudete, iterum dico, gaudete. Rejoice, I say again. Rejoice. The Lord is near. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.